The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Let's send it down to PA announcer Robert Feller here, United Township High School. I think they're going to shut the lights off on us. We'll see. They got a spotlight out there, and we'll see if they turn our lights off. Not sure. Well, they introduced the team for us. Here we go. Here you Panthers! At the guard position, number 5, Haley Pena. At another guard position, number 20, Sierra Hall. At the center position, number 42, Lorena Awu. Playing the forward position, number 50, Karina Castaneda. And at another forward position, number 55, Tia Lewis. Panthers coached by Kerry Walker, assisted by John Alonzo, Abby Staples, Chase Pavlonis, Taylor Walker, and Kelly Walker.
All right, Robert Feller, one of our we're getting the national anthem again.
Nope. Okay.
That was an accident. Robert Feller, probably our favorite PA guy away from home.
Yes,
he's back.
Sure.
He retired from teaching here at United Township, and he was out for a year or two, then came back and is doing it again. All right, well, waiting for the lights to come back on, getting ready for Silver Streak girls basketball. Streak starting the same way they have throughout the season.
Well, I think just looking at these lineups, Tom, definitely a size advantage to UT, so yeah. The Streaks are going to want to run this basketball. The other thing I wouldn't be surprised to see is it comes off in a press because they look like they only have two people that can handle the basketball on the floor right now. I'd come out and I'd press them from moment one.
Grace Nelson, 5'2", senior guard for the Streets. Kara Kilgrove, 5'8", sophomore. Cadence Leidick, 5'7", senior. Abby Lingenfelter, 5'9", senior. Abby Davidson, 6'1", senior. And the United Township Panthers win the tip. They've got the basketball on the far end of the floor. We're at the end of the floor here at a table here at the girls' gym at United Township. Panthers in their home whites with orange numbers, black and orange trim. Shot put up and no good. Rebound comes away. The Panthers get it back, as it was Hull that got it after the shot by Tia Lewis.
Yeah, not a great box out there by the Streaks, and it allowed Hull to get the ball over the top.
Now Lewis has it out high on the left side, brings it back top of the key. Lewis, 5'9", also just a sophomore, a lot of young players on this team. Top of the key, this is Hull with it, looking for some help. Should be a 5 call.
Yeah, where's the 5?
Wow,
there it is.
Jeez. After about an 8 count. Well, so, first turnover of the game.
Every time he pulled the arm down, he held it for a second.
All right, so the Streaks get it back on the United Township turnover. Streaks in their road dark gray with the silver letters, numbers, and trim. UT comes out in a, looks like a 2-1-2 zone here. Left wing, Kara Kilgore thought about the 3. Kicks it back out to Grace Nelson, dribbles right. Right baseline, it goes to Cadence Leidick. Kicks it back across Kara Kilgore for 3, and good.
You know, all the years we've seen the Streaks struggle shooting in this gym, it's nice to get off to a hot start.
Now a steal by Grace Nelson on the full court pressure. Couldn't hit the shot. Looked like she got fouled, but Kara Kilgore there with a rebound put back. So another UT turnover, and you were right on the full court pressure, Eric, and it looks like really the only ball handler is Hull, who just got it across midcourt left side. Top of the key gives to Lewis. Tia Lewis, right wing to Pena. Kaylee Pena dribbles left, gives to Hull out high on the left side. Top of the key, now stops. Gets it down on the right block inside, up and in. And
that's going to be the tough Castaneda thing for the Streaks. Lewis scores that one.
That's Castaneda, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Castaneda.
Castaneda, yeah.
similar body types and similar numbers.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I was trying to look. I couldn't tell if it was 55 or 50. She's 50. Yeah, they're about the same size, both 5'9". Bigger bodies on them and very similar hairstyles, too.
Yeah, that hang down over the numbers.
Yeah, yep. Caden Slidek swings it back to Kara Kilgore, left wing, drives baseline, tries to kick it inside Abby Davis and got tipped away. Grace Nelson comes away with it, fires a 17-footer in and out, no good. Awu with a rebound, knocked away by Kara Kilgore, but the Panthers get it back, and it'll be Tia Lewis to bring it across. Gives way to Hall, Sierra Hall with it out high on the left side. Goes to the free throw line, kicks out right wing to Pena. Three-pointer is no good. Weak side rebound, Kara Kilgore for the Streaks. And they're going to say she stepped on the end line. She either that or she dribbled. I couldn't tell one or the other from this end.
Yeah, we're pretty far from that end of the floor, so it's tough to tell. And we don't have a good angle because we're on floor level.
You know, as a player, Eric, you know this and I know this. You're on the floor. You don't think about people looking at you and everybody's watching you when you got the ball. You don't think about it. But during the national anthem, we were right under the flags. So everybody in the gym was looking at us. I felt like they were.
No joke.
This is Tia Lewis on the dribble right of the center circle. Now we've got a charge. An illegal screen against, that time it was Castaneda, Karina Castaneda. So what, three turnovers now?
Three turnovers, one for the Streaks. Streaks have 5 points off the first two turnovers. Let's see if they can make it seven or eight here.
That's the first foul in the ballgame, that one against Karina Castaneda. Grace Nelson brings it across, gives to Kara Kilgore. Left corner goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Back to Grace Nelson, left wing, left corner. Kara Kilgore might have gotten away with a travel there. Looked like she shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Now goes to the right side. Caden Slidek shot blocked by Hall, but it goes out of bounds. Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Or no, they're going to bring it to the left baseline. Near us. Okay.
Not sure the theory on that.
Yeah, I'm not either. Grace Nelson inbound, and it comes to Caden Slidek, left right baseline. Penetrates, bounce, tried to bounce for Abby Lingenfelter. Nice job by Castaneda getting in there to knock it away. Had actually more open was Abby Davidson down on the right block.
Yeah, it was a good idea. Unfortunately, just a little too slow on it developing.
Grace Nelson inbounds, left corner. It goes to Caden Slidek, brings it back out to the wing. There's a carry there, but they didn't call. I haven't seen Cadence do that before.
Yeah, a lot of teams we've seen girls that do it just naturally as part of their dribble. But, our girls, generally, we don't see a whole lot of that.
Abby Davidson gives to Caden Slidek, hands off to Grace Nelson between the circles. 4:50 to play, first
quarter.
Now it
looks like they're in a true 2-3.
Right wing. Streaks. Caden's tried to get it too fast to swing it back to the left wing to Kara Kilgore, and off the mark, goes out of bounds. Streaks have now turned it over twice with 4:43 to play in the first quarter, leading 5-2. Kaylee Pena, 5'4 sophomore, brings it up for the Panthers, met by Caden Slidek. Dribbles right. Goes all the way to the baseline. Kicks it to Awu down on the right baseline. Leans in. Can't hit. Nice defense by Abby Davidson. Rebound Abby Lingenfelter. Just bothered her just enough.
Get that ball off the floor. Abby did a nice job sprinting down the floor. The Streaks didn't get it up to her, and Tia Lewis was late.
Grace Nelson for three out high right side. Can't hit, but the long rebound comes down to Kara Kilgore. Back to Grace Nelson. Top of the key. And, back in a 2-3 zone now is United Township. High post it comes to Abby Lingenfelter. Right wing it goes to Caden Slidek, three-pointer in and out, no good. Now a foul
should
over
be,
the back.
Yeah, it's going to
be Castaneda, which would be her second foul. Yeah, the official out there
was it
saw what we
Castaneda
called.
Was it Awu?
Yeah,
it was Castaneda. Yeah. Okay, I thought
I saw the zero.
Gotcha. I thought it was Awu, but she came in just after it must have.
In back here, Kilgore, three-pointer, right baseline, too strong, rebound, tie-up. Oh, actually, Kara Kilgore took it away from Abby Davidson. Now Abby Lingenfelter, 15-footer right side, no good. And now Kira's going to get called for a foul on the rebound as she got over the top of Castaneda. That's going to be the first foul on the Streaks.
Streaks are getting open shots, Tom. They just haven't been able to convert.
3:53 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-2. Alexis Edgerson checks in, as does Capri Ferguson for the Streaks. Abby Davidson, Grace Nelson will take a break. In for United Township.
Is that Mayaki? Z Mayaki?
Yep, Z Mayaki, 5'9 senior in for United Township. This is Hall across midcourt.
Travel.
Yep.
That was a delayed call.
Caden Slidek jumped into the passing lane, and Hall picked up the pivot foot trying to make a pass. And now we got a 90-second max timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:48 to play here in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 5, United Township 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at United Township High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 5-2, 3:48 to play here in quarter number one. So I like the fact Bob Feller announces, and we noticed that during the softball game, because sometimes we hear mass timeout, but he's saying it's at the night. I didn't realize how long it was, but it's the 90-second timeout. Because we thought sometimes, like, okay, we're getting a 30-plus the mass timeout, but it was just a 90-second mass timeout. Streak for the basketball, out of the timeout. Right wing it goes to Capri Ferguson. Nice backdoor pass. Kiara Kilgore puts it up, partially blocked from behind. They're going to call foul from out high, and this time it's going to be against, Tia Lewis. Yep, Tia Lewis picks up her first foul, and that's going to put Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with two shots. She's got all five of the Streak's points, a three-pointer and a two. First shot is up, and no good. Streak struggled from the line mightily the other night.
Yeah, and it was tough with the margin of defeats. You want to not have to look back at the game and be like, man, if we would have hit more free throws.
Missed them both, and a loose ball. Awu comes away with it and traveled. So four United Township turnovers. 3:35 to play first quarter. Streaks will inbound from the right baseline. I'm kind of surprised. I thought they'd be on the sideline because she was out at the free throw line when that happened. But that's all right. Capri Ferguson to inbound. And it comes inside.
Oh, wow.
Kiara Kilgore. I was blocked from the play. Yeah, I couldn't see. The official was in my way.
Lewis was all over on that one, and they called it a clean block.
Pena airballs a three from the right baseline. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Capri Ferguson on the run down midcourt right side. Over the top it goes to Alexis Ederson under the basket. Has to lean back. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Hull for United Township.
Who got the last rebound for the Streaks?
Kiara.
Thank you.
Yeah, they got Alexis Ederson just a little bit too far into the basket on the pass. She had to kind of come back out to try to take the shot. Didn't get a good angle at it. Now they go high post to Awu. And her pass stolen away by Cadence Lydick. Cadence on the run. Tried to bounce for Alexis Ederson, but stolen away. So the teams exchange turnovers. Pena runs down the right side. Pass over the top too hard. It's going to go off of Miyake. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. So now, what, six United Township turnovers, three for Galesburg?
Seven. Three, yeah.
Seven now for UT. With 2:43 to play first quarter, Streaks leading 5-2. Right wing, Caden Slider gets to Alexis Ederson on the left wing. And Kiara Kilgore shot blocked, but she gets a rebound back. Awu had blocked it. Now kick out to Capri Ferguson. Three, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound, Abby Davidson had her hands on it. And Miyake able to take it away from behind. Now it's Pena across midcourt right side. 2:19 to play in the quarter, 5-2 Streaks. No baskets for a while.
As Dave Snell would say, both teams have been stuck on a number here, 5-2.
Exactly. Now Hall misses a shot from the left side. And the rebound got tapped away from Alexis Ederson, but it goes out of bounds off of Hull last, so the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 5-2, Streaks have a bit of a lid on the basket. We've had a couple that have gone in and out the last few times down the court.
Yeah, and the Streaks are getting good shots. They're just not falling just yet.
Abby Davidson, top of the key, Alexis Ederson. Left wing, Capri Ferguson. Over the top pass, Abby Davidson lost the handle and now saves it inbounds to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara right side, goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Alexis Ederson for three, can't hit. Rebound goes to four. Abby Davidson gets a tie up. Oh, no, she gets called for the travel.
She didn't have possession.
Yeah, didn't have control possession. She was trying to get possession. She did roll over, but she didn't have possession of the ball.
Right, the ball was still on the floor.
And by that time, it was somebody else had gotten some hands on it, too. It might have been Lewis. So Lewis will bring it up for United Township. Top of the key knocked away by Kiara Kilgore. Lewis able to get it back. 1:32 to play in the quarter.
Lewis dribbles the ball really wide, so Kiara's going to have some opportunities at that.
Now Kiara steals it away. This time it was from, who was that? And now fouled from behind. It's going to go against Miyake. Ran into, let's see, I think it was Capri Ferguson. Okay, who to go against? No, the foul actually went against Hall. That's four team fouls now in United Township. Back in for the Streets, Grace Nelson, Abby Lingefelter, Caden Slidek, Abby Davidson, and Kiara Kilgore. Streets with it. Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. Gets to Abby Davidson down on the block. Turn around. Fadeaway jumper is good. Abby Davidson with her first basket. Make it 7-2. More understandable fading away against somebody 6'4".
Yeah.
But she was probably far enough away from the basket. She didn't necessarily need to, though. But a nice-looking shot from Abby Davidson. So breaks the scoring drive for both teams. 51 seconds to play in the quarter. This is Pena on the dribble. Stops and fires a long three. No good. Rebound to Abby Lingefelter for the Streaks. Grace Nelson with it now. Grace down court. It goes to Cadence Leidick. Drives in.
Maybe got away with the travel.
And got a tie-up as Abby Davidson got tied up with Miyake and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
37.8 to go in the opening quarter. 7-2 Streaks.
Grace Nelson to inbound.
Yep, that one's coming to us.
Yeah, knocked away by Pena.
Pena's been sitting on that pass. She let it. She was just late last time. This time she was able to jump the passing lane and knock it away.
So Grace Nelson to inbound. And it comes to Caden Slidek on the left corner. Takes it out to the wing. Back to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it back out high and reset for the Streaks.
Good idea.
Now we got a whistle.
Clock wasn't running. Now
it, and now it just ran off about five more seconds after the whistle. So I think we made up for it. We're probably about where we're supposed to be.
Probably.
34.4 to play in the quarter, 7-2.
Okay. I was going to say, now it's not running again.
Caden Slidek, top of the key. Grace Nelson, right wing. Over the top pass, Kiara Kilgore is able to pull it down, brings it back to the corner.
I know that's a play they like to run against the 2-3, but it's tough with how much height there is inside to get that play to Kiara Kilgore. Probably your best shot is to go to Abby if you're going to run that play.
15 to play now, Kiara. Left baseline for three, no good. Rebound run down by Caden Slidek on the weak side. 9 seconds to play. Nice bounce from Grace Nelson. Abby Davidson can't hit the shot, but Abby Lingefelter there for the rebound. Put back her first basket as time runs out of the first quarter, and the Streaks with a nice end of the quarter with a couple of more baskets after being stuck on 5-2 for quite some time. It's Galesburg 9, United Township 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. Don't miss the Galesburg Holidays Parade this Sunday at 5 p.m., presented by the Downtown Community Partnership and sponsored by Blick Art Materials. The theme is 12 Days of Christmas, and all entries will be decorated in lights. The Santa Rooftop Rescue will take place downtown at 4:30 p.m. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Get today's local news headlines in your email with the morning brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Panthers with the basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks leading 9-2. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibbs, United Township High School in East Moline. Nice end of the quarter for the Streaks. On the right wing, it is Lewis. Gets it out high to, Hull. Now left side, Pena fires a 17-footer, no good. Fight for the rebound, and should have been a travel. It was actually
Awu was fighting against her own teammate.
And it was Miyake, but Awu pulls it away from her, puts it up and in. Her first basket, 9-4 Streaks. Kiara Kilgore, three-pointer from the right wing, good. That's her second of the game. And maybe the lid's off for the Streaks now. They'll pick up with full-court pressure, leading 12-4, 7:20 to play here in the first half. So they actually picked up man-to-man, so Hull able to get away and bring it up. And knocked away by Capri Ferguson. It's going to go out of bounds at midcourt back to the Panthers. Nice hands by Capri.
Yeah, and that's what we've kind of talked about, Tom. There's not a lot of ball handlers on the floor. The Streaks, if they can get enough pressure on the ball handlers, they're going to get some turnovers, and at the very least they're going to tip the ball away like Capri did there. That was a travel.
hole with it and gets it off the paint.
Another travel.
Yep, that nine turnovers for United Township.
Nine turnovers, 4 points. Coach Walker cannot be a happy camper.
7:03 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 12-4 lead. Capri Ferguson will bring it up and set the offense for the Streaks to Kira Kilgore on the left wing. Back to Capri Ferguson. Out high left side, left corner to Kira Kilgore. Passes inside to Abby Lingefelter. Spins around. Awu can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down.
Yeah, that's a tough one for Abby going against Awu there.
Lewis brings the rebound down. Now it's Hull on the run with it. Right corner it goes to Pena. Fires a three. Missed again. And Abby Lingefelter hustles down for the rebound.
Well, Pena keeps firing. She's 0 for 5 from three-point range.
Kira Kilgore goes in. Shot blocked by, I think it was
Hull. Hull, yep.
They're going to
get called for the foul. Hull on the foul.
That'll be her second.
That's one of those where it might have been clean, but anytime the official sees that arm come swinging down, yeah, it's generally going to be called a foul.
And that's where somebody like Awu, if they're teaching her properly, should never get one of those because all she has to do is straight up and down at 6'4". Kilgore at the free throw line. Got the first to fall.
You saw how much she bothered Abby Lingenfelter's shot earlier, and all she was straight up and down there.
6:29 to play first half. Streaks with a 13-4 lead. Kara Kilgore at the free throw line. Ah, here
Holy
we go.
Holy cow.
Official making the player touch their jersey on.
But there's a player right in front of him that doesn't have.
Well, it's Awu also.
Yeah.
He did just tell her.
Okay.
He did.
This is the first time all season we've seen an official tell players to tuck in their jerseys.
It's been, what, 5-6 years ago, maybe longer than that they made that rule. Second shot up and good. So Kara missed her first two. Now she's made two. She's got 10 already, make a 14-4 streak. Full court pressure nearly threw it away, but Awu's able to run it down.
Yeah, and that's the streak's lead, too, 10.
Push off there on the dribble. That is Lewis. Tia Lewis.
Whoa, geez, Awu with a big screen on Kieran Kilgore.
Lewis more misses the shot, and now it's going to go back to UT.
A football block.
Yeah, Abby Lingenfelter had the block out. I thought somebody knocked away from behind, but they say it went off Abby last.
If we were on the gridiron, Awu would have just been called for a blindside block.
Yeah, that's not one you would take because she's a good-sized girl. Or from Lewis, for that matter. And it goes to Awu down on the right block, pushing her way in. Missed the shot, though. Rebound Abby Davis. And Abby did
good job by Abby.
She really got pushed out of the way.
Right. But a nice shot just...
A fast break. It was Capri Ferguson, Kiara Kilgore to Abby Lingefelter running to the floor. Abby lays it up and in. She just sprinted past Awu and got it up and in. And a timeout called by Kerry Walker with 5:59 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 16-4. And is this a full? No, this is a 30. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. For football, boys basketball, girls basketball, always give us a really nice Nissan vehicle to drive. A 2020 Nissan Altima is what we're driving. We're just talking about legroom this thing in there, Eric. For me, it's great. I can even move the seat up a little bit and I would be fine. But you get great legroom for you. A huge trunk if you like to travel. Huge trunk. But the great thing is the home of the lifetime warranty. And if you're looking for something new, it is a little bit harder now. You got to get in there and talk to them and tell them what you want, and they'll be able to find it for you and get it in for you. But just get in there and talk to the guys at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty, and they will definitely take care of you before, during, and after the sale.
Yeah, and I think that's, you hit the nail on the head there, Tom. It's a big deal right now with the shortage of supply of cars that you need to get out there and be proactive about it, because the chances of you finding one just passively on the lot's probably slim right now.
Because they are getting them in, but now a steal by Abby Davidson. That is 10 turnovers by United Township with 5:47 to play in the first half. Capri Ferguson to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Cadence bounces right corner to Abby Davidson. Gets back to Capri Ferguson on the wing. Now Cadence Leidick on the right corner. Posts it up. Abby Davidson turns.
Woo!
Awu knocked her out of bounds. Yeah. If it's not a foul, it's got to be a travel. And the Streaks turn it over as Abby lost the handle on after Awu ran into her.
Yeah, Awu is doing a great job of using the body bumps, just bodying up on people, knocking them off base, and not getting called for fouls.
Yeah, I don't know how that wasn't called. And if it wasn't, I don't know how you didn't call the travel, because she knocked Abby off balance. She lost her footing. Now Awu gets it posted up, spins, goes to down the right side, puts it up and in.
Well, if Awu gets it that close to the basket, it's probably a done deal.
Now the Streaks turn it over as, now they exchange turnovers. A steal by Kara Kilgore, then she carried the ball. So Streaks turn it over twice there and once for United Township. 5:01 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 16-6 lead.
11 turnovers already for UT, 7 for the Silver Streaks.
Galesburg will pick up with full court pressure. Back in, Alexis Edgerson and who else? Grace Nelson, Abby Lingefelter in there, Kiara Kilgore, and Cadence Leidick for the Streaks.
Yeah, Cadence went out, and I was thinking there only one person came in, so.
Oh, a near steal by Cadence. Now the ball goes to floor. Abby Lingefelter.
Nice shot by Abby.
Up and in.
What a – Abby just picked that up and put it right back in front of Cadence to get that easy two. Nice job.
18-6 Streaks. Now Cadence is going to be called for a foul. Yeah, she good job on the defense. It was handling the ball was Mackenzie Iams, and Cadence forced her to go left and right in front of the United Township bench, but got a little bump, though. That's going to be the first foul on Cadence Leidick, second team foul on the Streaks.
You know, for a post player, Abby Lingenfelter might be the best passer on this team.
Yeah.
In terms of knowing where to put the place the ball to result in points. She does a great job all the time of leading and leaving. Leading the offensive player, leaving it down there when she draws the defense.
Foul went against Grace Nelson as it's Tristan Warner got a nice bounce pass from Pena. Down to the right side, couldn't hit the shot, but she goes to the free throw line. First one is short. Oh, put it on the wrong one. Let's see. I put that on Alexis Macias. Tristan Warner is a 5'8 junior for United Township. Missed the second. Rebound Alexis Edgerson for the Streaks. She'll run it down right side. 4:34 to play in the half. Cadence Leidick fakes the three from the right wing. Bounces for Grace Nelson. Top of the key. Left wing Alexis Edgerson. Grace Nelson. Right wing Abby Lingefelter. Top of the key Alexis Edgerson. Grace Nelson on the left wing. Had Abby Lingefelter wide open under the basket, but the pass hit the rim. Fortunately, it bounced out near midcourt. Alexis Edgerson ran it down.
I won't give her a missed shot for that. The intention was clear.
That's true. That is true. Alexis Edgerson, left wing, puts it on the floor. Now Grace Nelson, Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line to Cadence Leidick. Fires a three from the right wing, short, right on target, but short. And it was Lewis down with a rebound for United Township. Under 4 minutes to play in the half, 18-6 Streaks. Pena working against Cadence Leidick. She is really quick, Pena is.
Yeah.
Picked it up now, gets it back and overthrew Lewis. She had to save it in bounds, tried to throw it off of Kiara Kilgore. Kiara able to come up with it, then gets pushed out of bounds as she got the pass off to Grace Nelson. Down to Alexis Edgerson. Fakes against Awu, leans in.
Oh, nice play over Awu.
Alexis Edgerson with her first basket, make it 20-6 Streaks, 3:20 to play first half.
Tom, what made that play was Alexis jab-stepping to the baseline to get Awu to back up, and then she shot it over the top of her.
Yeah, kind of step back as Pena drives on the baseline, can't hit the shot. Rebound kept alive by Awu, and then it was Warner that came away with it, falling to the floor, put it up and in. 20-8 Streaks, 3 minutes to play first half. Cadence Leidick, right baseline. Kicks out to Grace Nelson for three out right side, can't hit. Awu with a rebound gives way to Pena. Pena across midcourt right side for United Township. Down to the right block, it goes to Iams.
That was a strange-looking play.
Yeah. So Mackenzie Iams puts her shot up. They've got as many points from the bench as they do from their starters almost. Grace Nelson, high post. Kiara Kilgore had a chance to go to the basket. I think she could have gotten by Awu, but I don't think she realized it. Now a three-pointer right wing. Cadence Leidick can't hit. Lewis down with a rebound. Now Pena on the run. Goes to the right wing. 2:20 to play in the half. 20-10 Streaks. Top of the key or out between the circles. Lewis for United Township. Lewis on the dribble. Tia Lewis goes left. Guarded by. And she nice job by Kiara Kilgore. Stole it away as Lewis leaned into her, tried to push her off. Kiara got the reach in and got the steal, though. Now the Streaks turn it over there. Long downcourt pass once to Alexis Edgerson. She did a great job keeping herself in bounds, but was not able to keep from traveling, though. 2:03 to play in the half. Mass timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:03 to play first half. It's Galesburg 20, United Township 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor. TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Heritage Days, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The Galesburg boys basketball team hits the road for the first time as the Streaks travel to Sterling Tuesday. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jeremy Pickrell and me for Streaks pregame coverage Tuesday night at 6:40 on WGIL.
Back at United Township High School, Tom Erdiff, Eric Gibson, 2:03 to play in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers 20-10. It'll be Panthers basketball out of the timeout after the Streaks turnover. The Streaks have turned over 8 times, 14 for United Township. And Streaks aren't going to pick up with full-court pressure this time. They'll pick up in the half court. It'll be Hull to inbound and trigger for UT. In there with Danasia Cartwright in for the first time, 5'8 sophomore. Again, very, very young Panther team. And now Lewis going to the locker room. Oh, no, she was just going to throw something away. I thought she was heading to the locker room. Now Steele and the streak sits. Capri Ferguson runs it down the right side, lays it up and in. I lost what happened down there. I think they turned it over, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. 15 for the game. Now a near steal by Capri and dives after.
Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah, going to get called for a foul. Great hustle by Capri Ferguson. She'll go in a spurt and make a lot happen. Did that the other night. Which game was it? And it goes back to UC. That's the first foul on Capri. 14 fouls on the streak. This is Pena with it. Top of the key, dribbles right. Now pulls it back out, picks up, and a steal by Caden Slidek. Caden saw the run. Down the left side, stops, lays it up off the glass and in. Caden Slidek's second basket, both here in the second quarter, 24-12. Streaks have doubled them up with 1:20 to play in the first half. Left baseline, this is Danasia Cartwright. Kicks out to Hull. Hull looking for some help. Finally swings it over to Pena, right of the center circle. Back to Hull on the left wing. Goes to top of the key. Pass
nice
blocked
block
by Caden Slidek. It goes into the backcourt, and Hull able to run it down. Caden's just didn't know where it went after she blocked it. Now the ball's going to go back to the Streaks. They passed it to Cartwright on the left wing in front of the Streaks bench, and she just lost a handle on it. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. 17 turnovers now by United Township.
Yes.
Well, now he did the same thing. He said start the clock, and after he blew the whistle to stop it, about 3 seconds ran off. So I think we're even again. Capri Ferguson, Caden Slidek, left corner goes to Abby Lingefelter. Back out to Capri Ferguson.
They have a new clock person or something today.
They must. I don't know. Capri Ferguson for three out high left side. Good! Capri Ferguson with 5 here in the quarter.
There's this streak you're talking about.
Yep, 27-12 streaks, 40 seconds to play in the half. Full court pressure. Hull gets it across midcourt left side. Now back to the right, gets to Pena out near midcourt right side. Dribbles left against Kiara Kilgore, goes to the right wing and hands off to Hull. Hull dribbles left, stops, steps in front of the three-point arc. Shot was short, but the rebound comes down to Castaneda, and she puts it up and in. Her second basket, 27-14, 15 seconds to play. Capri Ferguson picks out near midcourt, looking for help. Got it to Abby Lingefelter.
Oh, geez, that should be a push. Yeah,
she got sandwiched.
Miyake's going to get called for this one. She saw the ball coming in. It was kind of lobbed inside, and she went for the ball. But unfortunately for her, Abby had beat her to it.
10 seconds to play in the half. Capri Ferguson will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes out high to Abby Lingefelter. Down the right side, Abby Davidson puts up the 15-footer right wing. Can't hit. Rebound comes out to Miyake. 1 second to play. Three-quarter court shot is short. We have played one half of basketball. It is Galesburg Silver Streaks 27, the United Township Panthers 14. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down some halftime stats, talk about this one and more. Streaks lead it 27-14 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Here at YEM, it's been a big year for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. During our Big Finish event, take advantage of year-end savings, because the best gifts don't always fit under the tree.
Jingle all the way with Jesse J. at YEM Chevrolet. During our Big Finish event, get year-end savings on new Chryslers. A new 2021 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L leased for only $329 a month.
Shop our Big Finish event now at YEM. North Henderson, Galesburg.
With approved credit, not all ACs will qualify. See YEM for details.
Happy holidays. This is Sarah YEM. We are once again teaming up with Costa Catholic Academy for the 12 Days of Christmas Countdown. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Costa, to learn all about this incredible holiday fundraiser. Daily cash prizes. Nearly $10,000 to be given away in 12 days. Then, one lucky ticket holder will win their choice of $20,000 cash or $20,000 towards a vehicle of their choice from YEM Auto Group. For all the details, go to galesburg.info, keyword Costa.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here from United Township High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers. It's Galesburg 27, United Township 12. Well, the story in the first half, well, for a while there was a lid on the basket on both sides in that first quarter, but finally the Streaks opened that up, and really we talk about turnovers a lot when the Streaks are playing, but this time it was the other team with the
problem with
the turnovers. Yeah, really a great job, as you said, by the Streaks defense, and you called it kind of early on, saying that it doesn't look like they have the ball handlers to handle a lot of pressure, and that's been the case. And the Streaks doing a really, really good job, really active hands on the defense.
Yeah, and the other thing is I think the Streaks have kind of realized that there's been no outside threat. So if you collapse on them on the inside, you're going to get your hands on some balls and you're going to disrupt passing lanes. And the Streaks have just been the more aggressive team.
So the Streaks lead it here this afternoon, 27-14. Streaks looking for win number six on the season, looking for their first Western Big Six Conference win of the season. Well, here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. If you heard Brad saying, the boys will be in action on Tuesday night against the Sterling Golden Warriors, and we'll have that for you here on WGIL. Brad and Jeremy will be along for that one. The girls will be back in action next Thursday night, and we'll have all home games until the Christmas holiday. It'll be the Quincy Blue Devils coming to Galesburg next Thursday night. And, again, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Next Saturday, we'll have a conference game hosting the Rock Island Rocks. Now, kind of an enigma, this United Township Panther team gave them a great game, but then they turned around and had a big comeback and beat Moline on Thursday night. So go figure with the Rocks. We know they're going to be athletic and quick, though. Let's see, then it'll be Thursday, December 16th. We'll host the Alleman Pioneers, and then we'll have the girls' Streaks basketball Streaks Invitational, where we will take on Burlington in the first game at 11 o'clock at John Thiel Gym, and then we'll play at 2 o'clock, but we won't know where we'll play till we play the first game. We win the first game, we'll play again in Thiel. We lose the first game, we'll play over in the Fieldhouse, and we'll play the winner of Bloomington and Pekin. So that will be the final game before the holidays, and then we'll head down to Mattoon for the holiday tournament down there that first the week just after Christmas. Halftime here, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 27-17. We'll come back and run down some halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The original COVID vaccines provide pretty good protection, but to get that extra protection, you need to get boosted. Come to the Knox County Health Department's free COVID booster clinics this Tuesday morning from 7 to 11:30. All clinics are held at the Knox County Vaccine Center at the former Bergner's Building in the Sandberg Mall. If you are fully vaccinated prior to May 9th, you are eligible to receive one of the booster vaccines. You must bring your vaccination card with you. All three brands will be available: Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna. No appointment is necessary. Just walk in this Tuesday morning from 7 to 11:30 at the Knox County Vaccine Center at the former Bergner's Building in the Sandberg Mall.
This project is supported by the Human Resources and Services Administration of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as part of an award totaling $810,639 with 0% financed with non-governmental sources. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement by HRSA, HHS, or the U.S. government.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Employers say it's hard to find good people.
People looking for work say it's hard to find a good job.
Find both at Galesburg.info.
This local resource is the perfect place for local employers to post open positions and local candidates to find good work. Galesburg.info. Keyword jobs.
The official WGIL forecast, sunny high of 50 this afternoon. Clouds tonight, overnight low of 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 50-50 chance of showers, the high of 52. Cloudy and windy tomorrow night, overnight low 26. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 34. And the outlook for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of afternoon snow and a high of 34 again. In downtown Galesburg, it's 47 at WGIL.
In St. Thomas, Minnesota.
Galesburg's news. Galesburg's talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at United Township High School, Tom Erdith there at Gibson. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers 27-12. Streaks led 9-2 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored UT 18-12 in that second quarter. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kiara Kilgore with 10 points, a couple of threes, a two, 2-for-4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Cadence Lydick on a couple of baskets. 5 points for Capri Ferguson on three and a two in the second quarter. 4 points for Abby Lingefelter on a couple of baskets. 2 for Abby Davidson on a basket. 2 for Alexis Edgerson on a basket. Streaks with the three three-pointers and 2-for-4 from the line. For the Panthers, Lorena Wu with 4 points on two baskets in the second quarter. Karina Castaneda with 4 points on a couple of baskets. Those are the only two starters that have scored. Tristan Warner with a basket and 0-for-2 from the line. Mackenzie Iams with a basket. They were 0-for-2 from the line and no three-pointers in the first half.
17 turnovers for UT in that first half. Streaks turned the ball over 8 times. Streaks did out-rebound the Panthers 16-15, including 8-4 on the offensive end. UT's managed to get up 18 shots. They're 6 of 12 from inside the arc, 0 of 6 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, have put 30 shots in the air. They're 11 of 30, 8 of 18 from inside the arc, 3 of 12 from distance. The Streaks have just, obviously, with the shot discrepancy there, you can tell that turnovers have played a huge role in it. UT's only scored two points off streak turnovers, whereas the Streaks have scored 20 points off UT turnovers.
So 17 United Township turnovers, 8 for the Streaks. That's a much better number we're seeing from the Streaks team here.
Right, that's the kind of ratio I'm sure Coach Massey would be happy about.
Absolutely. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 27-12 is our score. The Illinois Fighting Illini with a really good win last night over Rutgers, and it looks like finally you get Kofi back after a three-game absence. It looks like they're finally getting it together as a team, as we kind of expected.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is Curbelo's been out.
Yeah.
Hutchison's been out. But Plummer's kind of found his role finally, and Frazier's doing a nice job showing the leadership that you would hope a super senior would have. Same with DeMonte Williams.
Well, with Curbelo being out, that means that we're not trying to do too much with the basketball.
Right. Well, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, because they played a lot of 4-on-1 with Kofi on the inside without Curbelo in there, to see what they end up doing when Curbelo comes back.
So they'll be, I'm not even sure when's their next game.
Monday at Iowa City.
Oh, they'll be playing the Hawkeyes on the road. All right. Well, that should be a fun one. Always good when those two teams hook up, football, basketball, whatever the case may be. Your Bradley Braves, they got SIU Edwardsville, so not a conference game this afternoon. But they had the conference opener with Northern Iowa?
Wednesday against Northern Iowa, yeah.
And got a win in that one, right?
Yeah, I was in attendance for that. That was a little bit tight there at the end, but they got the bucket with a couple seconds left, and thankfully A.J. Green rimmed out from his long-distance three.
So we'll have the Illini coming up Monday night here on WGIL, the Galesburg High boys basketball team on Tuesday night with Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell. And that'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock schedule tip from, is that one home or is that a John Thiel? I think that's a home game with Sterling also. All right, just about ready to get the second half underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 27-12. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here this afternoon. It'll be streak ball to start the second half. They'll be going away from us now. They'll be on the far end of the floor. And United Township will be coming toward us. Streaks come out with Tierra Kilgore, Grace Nelson, Caden Slidek, Abby Davidson, Abby Lingefelter. UT the same way they started the game with Pena, along with Hall, Awu, Castaneda, and Lewis. This is Grace Nelson. Down on the block it goes right side to Abby Lingefelter. Kicks it out to Caden Slidek. Now to Grace Nelson out between the circles. Dribbles right. Gives to Abby Davidson in the right corner. Kick out to Abby Lingefelter. Now at high it goes to Grace Nelson. Backdoor pass to Abby Davidson. Tried to go up quick and got kind of off balance, and Awu was able to block the shot. Quickly back the other way. Pass stolen by Abby Davidson. Nice job. Got in front of Awu as Pena tried to get it in. 18 turnovers on the Panthers. Caden Slidek with it out high. Tierra Kilgore fires the three left side. Bounces off, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Put back, no, but she's fouled by Awu. Nice job by Abby. Went high, got the inside position, grabbed the rebound, and straight back up with it.
Yeah, and she had the superior position there, and that's the important thing. You want to do your work before that shot goes off the rim. She did a nice job sliding underneath when that shot went in the air.
First foul on Awu. First free throw up and good for Abby Davidson. Her third point of the game, make a 28-12 streak, 7:15 to play third quarter. Abby Davidson, 6'1 senior at the line. Second shot is up. And it is short. Rebound. Kiara Kilgore down the left side, and she'll pull the back out. Kiara on the dribble. Gets inside to Abby Lingefelter. Nice job. Abby Lingefelter got the inside position, rolled to the basket on Awu, and she lays it up and in. Nice job by Kiara Kilgore. Nice job by Abby Lingefelter. Quickly back the other way. This is Lewis. Gets a pass and lays it up and in. First basket for Tia Lewis, and make it 30-14 streaks. Back the other way. Caden Slidek gets fouled going up for the layup, and it's going to go, I think, against Lewis. It does go against Tia Lewis. That'll be her second foul, and Caden Slidek will go to the free throw line with 2 points. Smart move by the Streaks, pushing it up the court quickly against this team.
Yeah, and that's what you want to do. You've got the probably depth advantage against this team and also the speed advantage. So the quicker you can get it up, the better chance you get before their defense gets set, especially with the tall defenders they have on the inside.
Caden Slidek hits two for the free throw line. She's got 6 points, make it 32-14 with 6:50 to play here in the third quarter. Some full court token pressure. Hall runs it up and goes to the right wing. Stops and fires just inside the three-point arc. Good. Sarah Hall with her first basket. She just decided, I'm going to take that one, and did. 32-16. Streaks have doubled them up again. Caden Slidek left wing. Top of the key, Kiara Kilgore fires the three. Off the mark, rebound to Wu. It looked like Kira didn't quite get herself set before she let that one go. Tried to get it off quickly because nobody was guarding her, but it didn't look like she was totally set. Now the Panthers, Pena overthrows Hull on the far side, and it is turnover
19.
Number 19 for UT, and starts the second half the same way they were playing the first half. Already two with 6:20 to play here in the third quarter. Capri Ferguson in for the Streaks. Gets to Kira Kilgore left side. Back to Capri Ferguson out near the center circle. Getting some instructions from Coach Massey. Dribbles left. Picks up and gets Kiara Kilgore. Now she ran into Abby Davis and lost the ball, so the Streaks turned it over. And it's knocked away from behind by Abby Lingefelter. Capri Ferguson comes up with a great hustle by Abby Lingefelter again. Caden Slidek down court. Double dribble. They didn't call it. Now gets to Kiara Kilgore underneath Abby Lingefelter. And
nice.
Abby Davidson lays it up and in. What a nice play. Again, you mentioned earlier, Abby Lingefelter is just sees the floor well. Great passer. Make it 34-16.
Well, especially inside with all the traffic, she just sees where Abby Davidson's going to be a lot of times.
Castaneda can't hit the shot. Awu with a rebound. Weak side puts it up and in. She's got six and make it 34-18 streaks. 5:30 to play third quarter. Capri Ferguson on the dribble. Left, hands off to Kiara Kilgore. Right down the right side of the lane, lays it up. Shot blocked and taken away by Awu. Nice job by Kiara taking it there, hoping you get a foul, but Wu's just tall enough, kind of flat-footed there at that time.
Well, and like you said, if Awu plays it right, it's tough. It should be tough for her to get too many fouls down there because she can just stand straight up and down.
Now Abby Lingenfelter knocks it away again, and now a shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Abby Lingenfelter knocked it away. Castaneda got it back, and Abby Davidson with a block. It'll go back to the Panthers, 5:03 to play. Back in for United Township is Tristan Warner. Also, Mayaki is back in for UT. It will be Warner to inbound from the right baseline. It comes to Pena at the free throw line, drives down the left side and travel with it. Tried to stop and drug the pivot foot. 20 turnovers by United Township with 5:01 to play here in quarter number three.
I actually have them for 21.
21 now, okay. Grace Nelson will walk it up for the Streaks. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter. A high fake, drives down the left side, kicks to Kara Kilgore in the left corner for three. Too strong. Rebound. Abby Lingenfelter had a hand on it, but Hull comes away with it for United Township. Left wing. Another near travel there by Pena. Now Hull has it out high on the left side. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Awu, stops and thought about the shot, but Kara Kilgore closed out on her. Now Abby Davidson fronts Awu, and Awu falls out of bounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
going to
call
a
travel, yep.
I thought he was going to call Abby for a push. I was gonna say, Abby did not touch her.
Yeah, Awu just lost her footing there, and the Streaks get it back on turnover. No, let's see, 22 now? No.
22, 30-second timeout called by Coach Walker of UT.
4:22 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 34-18 lead. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all our road games for Silver Streak girls basketball, Silver Streak boys basketball, Silver Streak football as well. Been doing it a long time for us, so they get us to and from where we need to be in comfort and style. And a 2020 Nissan Altima this time around. Really, really nice vehicle. That's one you're going to love. You're going to check it out. I love to drive it. It's fun. The seats sit really low, so it's way different than you and I are both used to. But it's fun. You feel really sporty in it, that's
right,
for sure. The thing is, you got to go see them. Stop by and see whether it's Jeff or Dylan or Royal or Rick or Chad. Stop by and talk to them, because you got to get in there and tell them what you're looking for, tell them what you want, because they're coming in, but they're going right back out. So you just need to get in there and talk to them, tell them what you want, and be thinking about it. Go in and talk to them. They'll help you out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. So Abby Lingenfelter to trigger for the Streaks. And Grace Nelson will bring it up across midcourt. Out high left side, Alexis Edgerson back in. Gives to Grace Nelson, left to the center circle. Now brings it right back to the left, out near midcourt. Now down the middle, and
good idea.
Lingenfelter. Yeah, she drove down the middle, it kind of opened up, and she tried to make a bounce to Abby Lingenfelter, but a little bit too low, bounced off of Abby's foot.
Yeah, it was a good idea. It was there. It just, unfortunately, the pass was just a little too close.
This is Pena on the dribble down the right side, kicks it out on the right wing to Iams, and now Abby Lingenfelter there again takes it away, and now we got a tie-up.
I'm not sure how you're calling that tie-up when Awu went over the back to get to the ball. She basically bear-hugged her from behind. But
unfortunately, possession arrow points toward United Township. Now another timeout.
Are we getting a mass timeout?
Yeah, it must be.
No,
all right.
Everybody's still standing. 30-second
timeout. 3:49 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 34-18. Capri Ferguson checking back in for the Streaks, as is Abby Davidson. Well, now the Streaks have sat down.
Yep.
So it must be a full or a mask. All right, well, we'll take one as well. 3:49 to play third quarter. Galesburg 34, United Township 18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
3:49 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 34-18 lead. Panther ball on the right baseline. Warner to inbound. Over the top to Awu. Tried to get it to her, but it's knocked away by Abby Davidson. Abby Lingenfelter comes up with it for the Streaks. Back the other way, Kiara Kilgore with it. Across midcourt, left to the center circle, picks up. Gives to Abby Davidson out between the circles. Right wing, Capri Ferguson.
Double dribble.
Oh, missed it. Yep, I didn't see that one. Just the second turnover we've had in the second
third.
Half? Or third, okay. So 11 for the game for the Streaks.
Yeah, I think Capri thought she was going to have a pass there and kind of put that second hand on the ball for just a second, but long enough to hold it and then put it back on the floor.
Yep,
and now we're going to get a legal
screen.
Yep,
on Awu. Yep, that's her second and another United Township turnover. To 26 now.
Substitution number 55, Tia Lewis.
24. No, 25 to 15, 20. 24 turnovers
24.
For them? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Capri Ferguson on the dribble across midcourt. Looks for some help.
Good
nice
pass.
Nice backdoor pass here. Kilgore fakes high off the glass and got it. Got a big bounce, and she's got 12. Make it 36-18. Good find by Capri Ferguson. 36-18 Streaks. Double them up again with 3 minutes to play here in quarter number three. This is Pena on the dribble. Working against Caden Slidick. Just dribbling all over the place. And now a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side, lays it up and in. Capri Ferguson with seven now. And another United Township turnover, and it's 38-18 Streaks, 2:38 to play here in the third quarter. Pena on the dribble out near midcourt, down the right side, and threw it to nobody, and running it down was Lewis. Now dumps it down to Wu down on the left block with a left hand up and in. She gets it that deep, there's not a whole lot you can do. She's got eight in the game and make it 38-20 Streaks. Right baseline, Abby Davidson out high to Abby Lingefelter.
Good pass.
Nice backdoor pass. Abby Lingefelter to Capri Ferguson up and in. She's got another one. She's got nine. Make it 40-20 Streaks.
Another assist for Abby Lingefelter. She did a great job. She pass faked high, and then Capri took off to the basket, and then she led her with it. Another moving screen, this time by Miyake.
Let's see.
And now we're going to get
26 turnovers.
Another timeout, this time by United Township.
So we're doing a full or a 30. They're standing and we're standing. This one, well,
and
Coach Massey's waiting to see. Yeah, he's asking the coaches. He doesn't know if it's. Nope, they're saying full.
Full.
All right, well, we'll keep it here this time with 1:55 to play here in quarter number three. Galesburg has doubled up United Township for like the fourth time, I think.
Yeah.
Now it's 40-20. You've mentioned that we talked about Capri Ferguson coming in and giving a spark, and then Abby Lingefelter, what a great job she's doing finding, because you're not only always going to get a lot of points, but it's all those other little things, rebounding, and she's just got such great vision. And also the recognition of whether it's Kiara or Capri or Abby Lingefelter, Abby Davidson, to see that opening head toward the basket, and they know the pass is going to come from somewhere.
Well, and it shows Abby Lingefelter's basketball IQ, too,
yeah.
Tom, because she knows, sometimes when you see the inexperienced players especially, they pass it to where the person is at the time they're open. And what she's doing, she's seeing where the opening's going to be in the future, and she's putting the ball there so the player can run out in front of it and go get it.
So 1:55 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks with a 40-20 lead on the United Township Panthers. And it will be Streaks basketball. Kiara Kilgore will inbound from just in front of the scorer's table. Capri Ferguson will set the offense for the Streaks. Dribbles left, now back to the right. Gets around to Wu, stops on the right wing. Out high it goes Abby Lingefelter. Nice pass backdoor. Abby Davidson lays it up and in. There's Abby Lingefelter with another assist.
Abby Lingefelter's putting on a passing a clinic right now.
1:35 to play, 42-20 here in the third quarter. Streaks with a lead. This is Hull with it. Now gives way to Lewis. Drives down the right side. Shot blocked by Capri Ferguson. Lewis gets it back. Now we're going to have a foul on the rebound. They're going to say Abby Lingefelter got the arm of Awu, and that's going to be the first foul on Abby Lingefelter. And that's first team foul on the Streaks in the second half with 1:22 to play in the third quarter. Alexis Edgerson, Grace Nelson back in as Capri Ferguson and Abby Davidson will get a break. And it comes to Lewis on the left wing, out high left side now. Lewis working against Kiara Kilgore. Just keeps pushing off with that off arm while she's dribbling. Kicks it out. A three-pointer is up and good by Cartwright. Janasia Cartwright with a three, their first three of the ball game, 42-23. Down the right baseline, Cadence Latta kicks to Abby Langefelter, swings over Alexis Edgerson, three left wing, short rebound. Abby Langefelter gets fouled.
Oh, and then goes in. No, that shouldn't be. That was blocked.
It was blocked.
That was blocked. That should stay down there, and that's what the official on the baseline is saying.
Yeah, the official said that. So Abby Langefelter put up the shot underneath. I thought she got fouled, but the shot got blocked, and it went up off the support or off the cable, and it came down and went in. They were going to give the ball to UT, but, yeah, the shot got blocked, so they had touched it last. That's out of bounds when it hits off of there. So the Streaks get it back. Grace Nelson to inbound on the right baseline, and it comes to Cadence Lighted. Cadence wing into the post, and able to
block. Not
going to
win that one.
Yep. And she'll bring it back the other way. Now it's Hole with it. Left side goes to the free throw line. Kicks to Cartwright, or rather, Cartwright. Now it's Lewis on the left wing. Lewis to the free throw line. Kicks over to Cartwright on the right wing. Gets a pick. Now pulls up from the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound Alexis Edgerson for the Streaks. Alexis on the run across midcourt left side. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Out between the circles goes to Grace Nelson.
You're going to hold for one, it looks like.
19 seconds to play. Alexis Edgerson left wing with 16. Now Grace Nelson with 15. Dribbles right now with 11. Gets a pick from Abby Lingenfelter. Stops, picks up, gives to Kiara Kilgore with 7. Hands off to Grace Nelson with 4. Fires a long three. Good! Grace Nelson with a long three-pointer. I think she thought there was less time on the clock than there was, but she was open. There's a Jessica Howard distance
that
on that one. So good way to end the quarter, though. We played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 45, United Township 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Finding the perfect gift is never easy, but I'll tell you what's always a big hit, a detail shop gift card from Dave's Auto Body. Think about it. Who do you know that wouldn't love to have their car, truck, or van cleaned by someone else? Because really, what you're giving is more than just a detail. It's a feeling. That feeling of getting in a nice, clean vehicle, and it's so hard to beat. So no matter what the season, no matter what the reason, make gift-giving easy with a detail shop gift card from Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith there, Gibson back United Township High School, fourth quarter, and Alexis Edgerson runs into Awu.
We got a block on Awu, I think.
Yep, they're going to call it. That'll be her third foul now. Alexis, not really where to go. She drove baseline. Nobody cut her off, and she ran into 6'4", and that is her third foul. Five team fouls now on UT. 7:48 to play, fourth quarter just underway. Thanks for being with us here this afternoon. Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead. Inbound comes to Cadence Leidick. She's got it on the left wing. Gets to Grace Nelson out near the center circle. Kara Kilgore with it. Streaks outscored UT 18-9 in that third quarter. Nice backdoor pass. It was Grace Nelson to Kara Kilgore. They cut her off, though. Kara lost the ball, then brought it back out. Tried to get it inside to Abby Davidson. Stolen away. Now a steal by Grace Nelson. Now a steal by by Awu.
So, turnover to turnover to turnover.
Yeah, let's see. So two by us on that sequence and two by them, or was that just one by them?
One by them, two by us.
7:25 to play here in the ball game. Streaks with a 45-23 lead. Kara Kilgore, Alexis Edgerson, Grace Nelson, Cadence Leidick, Abby Davidson on the floor for the Streaks. I'll still argue Abby Davidson's height because even standing next to Awu, who is a true 6'4", she's a couple inches short. Now Abby does a nice job, knocked it away, and it's going to go off
should
of Awu
ball,
last. Yeah. Went off of Awu last as Abby Davidson knocked it away. And then
28
Awu
turnovers now.
So back to the Streaks with 7:12 to play, leading 45-23. Grace Nelson will trigger the offense. She'll be met by Hull at midcourt. Gives way to Alexis Edgerson out high left side. Alexis drives down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Caden Slidick. Caden stops, thought about the three, gives to Abby Davidson to the free throw line, back out to Grace Nelson near the center circle. Grace dribbles left.
Jeez.
Gets fouled. Kira Kilgore had it, got fouled.
That was a late call. Miyake.
Yeah. Miyake with her third second foul.
Oh, second? Maybe I gave one to somebody else.
Okay. And their foul number 25.
So.
Oh, no, they have her for three.
Oh, they do. Okay. I missed one. Pena back in, and she replaces Miyake. Alexis Edgerson inbound in front of the scorer's table. 6:54 to play. Streaks with a 45-23 lead. Back door goes to Kara Kilgore. Left side lays it up and in. Great pass from Alexis Edgerson. Fake to the right. Went under the basket to Kara. She's got 14. They get 47-23 streaks. And now another UT turnover. Pena just threw it to the bench. Kerry Walker looking at her assistants, wondering who she was throwing that to. Must have been one of them.
It's not a good sign. We're in the fourth quarter, and they have several more turnovers than they do points.
Now ball gets knocked away from Grace Nelson by Hall, and the streaks will inbound in front of their own bench. Iams checks in for UT. And Capri Ferguson checking back in for the streaks. 6:35 to play. Streaks with a 47-23 lead. Alexis Edgerson to inbound, and it comes in the backcourt to Capri Ferguson. Capri brings it across. On the dribble. Gets to Kiara Kilgore down the left side. Shot blocked by Uwe, but she knocked Kiara to the floor. She landed on top of her afterwards. Now ball got knocked away by Abby Davidson. Now we're going to have a tie-up at midcourt. And the possession arrow points toward UT. Now, I thought it was a good block by Uwe. She came up with both hands, but then she landed on Kiara, and the officials, I think, didn't see it at that point. This is Iams in the backcourt, walks it across. She is very slightly built.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Like especially compared to Riley freshman year.
Yes, absolutely. Now jump ball, good job. They try to get it inside to Awu, and Caden Plytik, and I think it was Kira Kuhl, collapsed on her. She went to the floor. They tied her up, so back to the streaks again. How many turnovers now?
30.
Grace Nelson to walk it up for the streak. 6:09 to play, 47-23 streaks lead. Abby Lingenfelter out high left side. Abby Davidson out high right side. Right wing, Grace Nelson to Abby Lingenfelter down the right side. She got pushed.
Yes, she did.
She landed out of bounds, and now UT after the rebound turns it over again. Tia Lewis back in for UT. She'll replace Hall. So now one less ball handler in for UT. Kiara Kilgore to inbound from the near sideline. To Grace Nelson, right of the center circle. Under 6 minutes to play, 47-23 streaks. Kira Kilgore between the circles now. Dribbles right, gets picked from Abby Davidson. Stops on the right side, fires an 18-footer. Good! Right on top of the three-point arc there. She's got 16, make it 49-23 streaks.
See how much longer Coach Massey sticks with the starters here. No second game today like we've had on every other Saturday so far this season. So might give them a little bit extra time.
Lewis goes behind the back, stops to the left elbow, kicks to Pena, left wing. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound taken away by Kira Kilgore. Down court it goes to Caden Slidick. Caden's running the floor, leans in right side. Shot partially blocked by Lewis. And I don't know if she got a piece of her. They called the foul this time, though.
Yeah.
Tia Lewis picks up her third, I believe. Unless I gave her, that is her third. So Caden Slidick will go to the free throw line with two shots. Hit two in the third quarter. 6 points for Caden Slidick. 5:18 to play, 49-23 streaks. First free throw is no good. Too strong.
It's kind of an anomaly, but we've gotten to this point in the season, game eight, and I don't think in any of the games we've played, anybody's fouled out, have they?
I don't think either team. No, you're right. Juniper Schwartzman in. She replaces Abby Davidson. Second free throw for Caden is up and good. 50-23 is the Galesburg lead, 5:17 to play.
Seems like a long time not to see somebody foul out.
Yeah, it really does. Especially with we've had some games with a lot of whistles.
Right.
But not necessarily a lot of fouls, though.
You're right.
Lewis stops, fires a three from out high. Too strong. Rebound is tapped out by Awu. Iams comes over the tie. Awu, and she just fell down. That's a travel there, or it's got to be a 3 seconds. Now the streaks come away with a steal anyway.
Kara with the steal.
down the left side. Fakes, puts it up. Got it. Oh,
they're
got
called for the travel.
Yeah, she tried to stop quickly, and I couldn't tell from this end whether she did or not. Alexis Ederson in, and she will replace Caden Slidek. So Coach Massey slowly taking the starters out here with 4:47 to play. Streaks with a 50-23 lead. She'll have Kiara Kilgore, Grace Nelson, and Abby Lingefelter in. This is Pena with it. Right side, guarded by Alexis Ederson. Crosses over, goes baseline, dumps underneath to Iams, wide open. She puts it up and in. That's her second basket. 50-25. Left wing, Kiara Kilgore with it.
Scoring rate of this fourth quarter is about the same as the first quarter.
Grace Nelson for three, right wing. Good! Her second of the ball game.
Was that Kiara on the pass?
Yes. 53-25 streaks, 4:10 to play in the ball game.
That one much closer than her first one.
Yeah, that was about where she should have been that time. Pena with a nice move, splits the defenders, a little Euro step, and puts
That's
it up and in.
That's her first basket.
So first two for Kaylee Pena. Quickly back the other way, Alexis Ederson gets bottled up, now able to pick it up in the corner, gets to Grace Nelson. Now to Kiara Kilgore, left wing, wide open three, good! That's her third of the ball game. And now Coach Massey called the 30-second timeout. I think it was just for substitutions. 3:45 to play here in. Oh, it's a mass. Now they made it a mass timeout. So we'll take one as well. 3:45 to play. It is Galesburg 56, United Township 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at YEM, it's been a big year for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. During our Big Finish event, take advantage of year-end savings because the best gifts don't always fit under the tree.
Jingle all the way with Jesse J. at YEM Chevrolet. During our Big Finish event, get year-end savings on new Ram trucks. A new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab 4x4, 0% for 72 months.
Shop our Big Finish event now at YEM. North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license dot fee extra with approved credit.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:45 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 56-27.
Well, Streaks doing everything you want them to do against a team like UT. We talked at the beginning of the game that the big thing for the Silver Streaks was going to be to try to amp up the defense and make them turn the ball over, and the Panthers have done just that, and the Streaks are hitting shots. Got a little concerned in that first quarter when the offense was really stagnant and shots weren't falling, but you knew eventually volume would catch up to production.
UT with the basketball in for the Streaks. Lily Clark, Kayla Pendergast, Alexis Ederson, Juniper Schwartzman, and who else? We've got Antonia Kistler. Shot up and no good. The rebound off of Kayla Pendergast's hands, and it is Pena with it on the right wing. Pena for UT stops for a 13-footer, no good. Awu with a rebound, puts it up, can't hit. Juniper Schwartzman had the rebound off her hands, but Alexis Ederson comes away with it. Alexis down the right side, puts it up and in. Boy, tough defense by Pena. Alexis Ederson able to get it up off the glass and in and make it 58-27 streaks with 3:08 to play of the ball game. Pena down the right side, a runner up off the glass. No, Awu with a rebound and travel with it, no call, puts it up and gets it in.
I don't remember if you get a running clock in conference games or not.
I don't remember either. I don't know. We'll see.
At one point, I think it was a no.
We'll see after the we score here. Oh, nice job, Alexis Ederson. Kayla Pendergast can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, can't hit. Awu with the third rebound.
We actually had the 30 just a minute ago.
Oh, we did. Okay. And now
substitution timeout.
Okay. So Coach Walker is going to clear her bench now, too. In is Alexis Macias, 5'4 senior. Who else came in? Let's see. Elizabeth Adoti, a 5'7 junior, also in, along with Catherine Wood, 5'8 junior, and Savannah Rea, 5'5 junior. Streaks with a definite size advantage now.
Yeah.
On the dribble, this is Macias. Shot blocked by Alexis Ederson. And now the ball goes to four. Coming away with it is Catherine Wood. Her shot blocked by Kayla Pendergast. It's going to go off. They're going to say it went off Kayla last. We thought it was Wood that knocked it out of bounds. But it's going to go back to UT with two. Oh, the clock is running, unless it's not supposed to be now.
No, I'm guessing that we're at that point.
Inbound comes to Savannah Rea. Now goes to Wood. Now Iams. on the dribble against Lily Clark and scoops it over the top to Doty. She puts it high off the glass and in.
That was a tough angle to make that bucket.
Elizabeth Doty with a basket, 58-31 streaks, 1:45 to play in the ball game. Alexis Edgerson splits the defenders, lays it up and in. Wow, what a move by Alexis Edgerson. She's got six
now, right?
And make it 60-33. A little slow with the score all of a sudden on the scoreboard. 1:30 to play. Streaks for the lead. They still haven't put that one up. This is Macias. Bounces in the left corner for Adoti. It got knocked away. Nope, actually it's off of United Township, and they turn it over again with 1:14 to play.
Now it's up there.
Okay, so now we got our 60 up there. Let's see. N4UT is Shruti. How did she tell me it's found? I think she said Bodipudi. B-O-D-I-P-U-D-I, 5'8 senior.
Nice play. Alexis Edgerson to Juniper Schwartzman. Nice little pass. And Juniper, a good job with the circle cut.
62-31 streaks, 50 seconds to play. Macias on the dribble, goes to the right corner.
I thought it was only 31. Now it's back to 31.
Okay. Oh, because they had 33 up there, didn't they?
Yeah.
They gave one of ours to them. I don't know. Macias stops the free throw line. Shot blocked by, who was that? That was Antonia Kistler. Down the left side, Alexis Edgerson up off the glass and in. Six of the quarter, eight for the game. Make it 64-31, 25 seconds to play. Macias on the dribble, working against Alexis Edgerson. Right side, goes to the corner. Alexis cuts her off, and she just lost it out of bounds.
And pushed to Alexis.
She was mad she was having defense played on her. Yeah, good defense by Alexis Edgerson, who will bring it up for the streak. 6 seconds to play. And gets pushed by
Macias.
2 seconds to play. Now Lily Clark drives down the left side, puts it up at the buzzer, no good. We have finished the ball game. Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streak 64, the United Township Panthers 31. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and also we'll name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 64-31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
You have no idea how many other lives you're affecting by that.
No malice, though.
If it saves one life, okay, so you are okay with, I don't know, overturning Roe v. Wade.
Right.
Oh, that's a clump of cells.
We need to, I don't know, ban Alec Baldwin from ever acting again. If it saves one life.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The new Galesburg Public Library construction is moving forward. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build a place that will serve families and children throughout the area. This is Noelle Thompson, director of the Galesburg Public Library. The new library will be a place to grow, play, and discover, from a children's program room and reading nook to a homework center featuring computers and study rooms for students. To see what the new library will look like, stop in or go to galesburg.info, keyword library. Because we're not just building a library, we're connecting a community.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. Doors open at 10:30 a.m., and bingo starts at 12:45, so put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. The official WGIL forecast, sunny, high of 50 this afternoon. Clouds tonight, overnight low of 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 50-50 chance of showers, the high of 52. Cloudy and windy tomorrow night, overnight low 26. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 34. And the outlook for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of afternoon snow and a high of 34 again. In downtown Galesburg, it's 47 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at United Township High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Panthers 64-31. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Coach, a really good effort by your girls today. Good, solid effort. I mean, defensively, quick hands. You bothered their ball handlers. And, you know, you were obviously outsized, but you did a really, really nice job on the interior defense and blocking out as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it would be interesting with the tall girl inside, it'd be interesting to just go back through the tape and say, how many times did we make a bad decision and go in and you know, just get a shot blocked? And I think we did that six or seven times with it. But on the same end, you know, a number of times where, like, Abby Lingenfelder just got the shot up quicker before she did that they could do anything about it. So it was a nice win, and I think the key for us was that we didn't turn the ball over and that we, you know, moved the ball around, and we had patience. I thought there was, in the first quarter, there was one situation where Cadence had it over on the other side, and off the dribble she tried to hurry a skip pass, and that was one of the few times where we seemed like we were impatient and felt like we had to get something that way. So I thought we did a nice job there. And the other, we wanted to give them different looks. We felt like last year with the game we lost, every time we changed defenses, we got good things. But the problem was, once we got good things, I stuck with it too long. See ya.
They always got something to say to you, don't they?
Yeah.
Bob Feller, their PA guy here. Well, you know, you talked about the patience, and one of the things we commented on, a lot of times you're able to, you know, with the big girl chasing Abby Davis or Abby Lingenfelder kind of away from the basket and getting somebody else in either for a back door or going that direction or just getting behind her even. Mm-hmm. And the vision, and we talked specifically about Abby Lingenfelder, what a great passer. She's just got such great court awareness and basketball savvy that their IQ that she's always finding whoever it is going back door, made some really nice passes.
Yeah, I thought at the end when they went man, I think we were able to take advantage of that and got some nice, you know, wide open layups with things. And a variety of people were passers. I think Alexis on a sideline out of bounds play was the one that got it in.
Yeah.
And then both Grace and Capri both were ones that hit it. So, it was, you know, in general, I think early in the game, I think Kiara got us going, hitting outside shots. But it was a game where really we had a lot of people contribute.
Absolutely. Nice, and like you said, defensively, you just really, really bothered their ball handlers, and you guys were very, very aggressive without fouling as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, the things that Cadence does on the perimeter, it's they don't show up in the scorebook, but nice job. I thought Capri came in, and when it was still like maybe a 16-18 point game, got a couple nice steals and out on the perimeter, did nice things that way, and you know, Grace hit some big shots for us too. So it was hopefully there's a lot of girls leave today feeling good about themselves and feeling a little more confident.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk with you Thursday night.
Okay, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks won it by a final of 64-31 over the United Township Panthers. We'll come back and run down some post-game stats. Also, coming up, we'll name a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks won it 64-31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season, or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The Galesburg boys basketball team hits the road for the first time as the Streaks travel to Sterling Tuesday. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jeremy Pickrell and me for Streaks pregame coverage Tuesday night at 6:40 on WGIL. Back at United Township High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Panthers 64-31. The final score, Streaks outscored UT 19-8 in that final quarter. Let's run down our post-game statistics. We will start with the scoring. Only one in double figures for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, but a very balanced attack. Kira Kilgore with 19 points. Four twos, three threes, and two for four from the free throw line. 9 points for Capri Ferguson off the bench. She hit a three and three twos. 8 points for Alexis Edgerson on four baskets. 7 points for Abby Davidson on three baskets, one for two from the line. 7 for Cadence Leidick, two baskets, three for four from the line. Abby Lingenfelter with 6 points on three baskets. And Grace Nelson with 6 points on a couple of three-pointers. Streaks, 6 for 10 from the line, so a little bit better. 6 threes in the game. That's the most we've hit this season, isn't
yep.
it? That's what I thought. Let's see, for United Township, they were led by Lorena Awu with 10 points on five baskets. She was only one of double figures. 4 points for Katarina Castaneda on a couple of baskets in the first half. 4 for Mackenzie Iams on a couple of baskets off the bench. 3 for Danasia Cartwright on their only three-pointer of the game. 2 points on a basket for Sierra Hall. 2 on a basket for Tia Lewis. 2 on a basket for Kaylee Pena. 2 on a basket for Elizabeth Adoti. And 2 on a basket for Tristan Warner. They were 0 for 2 from the free throw line and just had the one three-pointer.
Well, turnovers is the name of the game in defense. 34 turnovers for UT, 14 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks did get out-rebounded 32-24. Both teams 13 offensive rebounds apiece. UT shot the ball 15 of 40 from the field, 1 of 9 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 26 of 56, 6 of 19 from deep. Big number for the Streaks. They end up with 33 points off turnovers to only 4 points off turnovers for UT. So a plus 29 there, and that's pretty much the difference in this game. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, Abby Davidson had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block to go with her 7 points. Abby Lingenfelter, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal to go with her 6. Cadence Leidick, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 2 steals to go with her 7. Alexis Edgerson, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block to go with her 8 points. A very nice game for Alexis Edgerson. Capri Ferguson had an assist and 3 steals to go with her 9. And 2 assists, 2 steals for Grace Nelson to go with her 6 points. Kara Kilgore continues to fill up stat sheets. 19 points, but she had 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. So I fill up the stat sheet kind of afternoon for the Silver Streaks.
Absolutely, and it led to a big win here. 64-31, the final score over the United Township Panthers. We'll take our final timeout, and we will come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 64-31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
We're a farm store, a family store, a Look What I Found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a Hey Neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Make sure you get over the valley and through the woods this holiday season with Providence Green Antifreeze. Just $2.99 after rebate. Limit 2 per household. Now through December 31st.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Streaks went at 64-31 was the final score over the Oneida Township Panthers. And time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And this is one, Eric, there's so many different ways we can go. I mean, night in, night out, Kira Kilgore does enough that she could probably right. get it every time. And this was another one of those afternoons. Abby Davis did a really good job in there against the 6'4" Wu. Grace Nelson with a couple of threes. In fact, you know, the streaks with more threes in a game than they've had. Alexis Ederson comes off the bench and makes things happen. But we had a couple of young ladies that did some really outstanding things, and I think that made a big difference at key times in this ball game.
Yeah, and we're going to go with the duo of junior Capri Ferguson. She ends up with 9 points, one assist, and three steals. And we're going to go with Abby Lingenfelter, the senior, 6 points, five rebounds, four assists, and one steal. Capri really did a great job defensively. She was able to start some runs for the streak. She ends up scoring 9 points, but all of them coming in the middle quarters. Whereas Abby Lingenfelter, a very balanced game. She scored 2 points in each of the first three quarters, but it was her passing that was really a difference maker in this one.
Absolutely, and finding them, you know, backdoor, whatever the case may be, and just a really nice game by both of them just made a big difference in this one. So Capri Ferguson, Abby Lingenfelter, our co Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game. Well, nice effort here this afternoon by the streaks, and that's what we want to see more of. Like Coach Massey says, you know, 14 turnovers is definitely a number you can live with. And
yes,
you know, we the other night, you know, you shoot better and fewer turnovers. You're right in that game. I mean, we're in the game anyway. Maybe win that game at Geneseo, but that's the kind of effort you like to see here.
Right. And when you have 14 turnovers, but you're plus 20
right.
on
yes.
the turnover category, that makes it yeah. even more palatable.
Absolutely. So the streaks won it here this afternoon. 64-31 was the final score over the United Township Panthers. Next time around, Thursday night, we'll play host to the Quincy Blue Devils. Of course, Monday night, Fighting Illini basketball. And they'll play the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. And then Tuesday night, Silver Streak boys basketball. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will have that for you coming up on Tuesday night. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdis saying good afternoon from United Township High School.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.